Good evening. I'm David Ortiz. It's Monday, the 14th of January of 2013. You're watching InfoWars Nightly News, and here's what we have in store for you tonight.
Tonight, still no school surveillance footage released in Sandy Hook. Was the AR-15 a hoax? Then, a new study reveals that Chicago is more dangerous than Afghanistan. And the Obama phone lady in studio with Alex Jones. That's coming up next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Welcome back. Well, it seems Barack Obama feels Janet Napolitano, the director of the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, is doing wonderful. In an article posted today on the WashingtonPost.com, it reads, Secretary of Homeland Security Janet Napolitano will remain in the same post as President Obama begins a second term, a White House official said Monday. Napolitano, who has been dealing with the recent death of her father, had planned to stay, and the administration confirmed that she would on Monday. While not unexpected, her remaining in place means that most of Obama's first term cabinet will begin the second term unchanged. A former governor of Arizona, Napolitano, may play an important role in Obama's push for immigration legislation, a high early priority for the administration. So there you go. Janet Napolitano is staying on board. It seems the Obama administration is quite happy with the work that she's doing, despite the fact that she keeps on pushing the police state. You saw recently that she was had drone airplanes over a stadium, over a football stadium, and she used a puppet for the Department of Homeland Security, and she's hoping to increase, as you could see right there, she's hoping to increase our police state. Again, Barack Obama is welcoming her for his second term. Now, in other news, in an article posted today on InfoWars.com, the headline reads, Sanjay Gupta and Tom Ridge warn about psychiatric drugs in mass murders. According to the article, it says, we still don't know much about the shooter who lived in this home, but there is something else to consider. He's obviously referring to the Sandy Hook shooter. What medications, if any, he was on? I'm specifically talking about antidepressants. If you look at the studies of other shootings like this that have happened, medications like this were a common factor. Now, I want to be clear. I'm not saying that antidepressants can't be effective, but people seem to agree that there is a vulnerable time when someone starts these medications and when someone stops could lead to increased impulsivity and decreased judgment and making someone out of touch. None of this is an excuse, and it's never just one thing. None of these behaviors will fully predict or explain why, but soon again, there will be hindsight that might just help prevent another tragedy. It's worth pointing out, over a 7-year period, there were 11,000 episodes of violence related to drug side effects. If there was a death involved, often it was the individual of himself or herself, a suicide. And later on in the article, it says that Tom Ridge, the former Secretary of Homeland Security, was quoted as saying and referred to the Columbine shooting that one of the murderers, one of the students in the Columbine shooting, was on severe medication. And apparently there's analysis that it probably even contributed to his destructive, aggressive behavior. So there you go. You've got the nutty left continuing to push that we need more gun control, when in fact they probably should be talking about prescription medicine and how many of these shooters who are involved in these massacres are highly medicated. You've got a Bob Costas saying also we need gun control, when in fact that NFL player quite possibly could have been suffering from brain trauma because of his profession. It's well known that MRIs and CAT scans show that football players quite often have head trauma as a result of their profession. So this is what we should be talking about. You have a less than 1% chance of being shot by a gun, and usually that's normally due to the drug war. But also we need to be talking about this prescription medicine. A lot of these individuals are just drugged out of their minds when they do these massacres. And that's, we commend Sanjay Gupta for bringing that into the public debate far more than what Piers Morgan is saying. Now, in other news, in an article posted today by Mike Adams of Natural News, the headline reads, Sandy Hook AR-15 hoax, still no school surveillance footage released. The article says, here at Natural News, we have a reputation for asking intelligent questions about things that don't add up. There's a lot of mysteries out there, and they deserve to be explored and questioned. Why is there still mercury in vaccines? Why did the World Trade Center 7 building implode and fall when no airplane hit it? If the government can create money from nothing, why are we still paying taxes? And today I'm adding to that list this common sense question. Why has no surveillance footage been released from the Sandy Hook shooting showing Adam Lanza blasting away with an AR-15. The article then hints that quite possibly news reports say that Adam Lanza, news reports were saying that maybe an AR-15 was not used and handguns were used. Matt Lauer was doing a piece where his anchor Pete Williams was saying that officials were telling him that a AR-15 was not used. It was several handguns that were being used. So what Mike Adams is saying here is the reason why they haven't released the footage is because you might see in the footage that handguns were used as opposed to the AR-15. And that would debunk their argument that an assault weapon was responsible for this and that we need a ban on assault weapons. Also, another possibility that Mr. Adams notes in the article is maybe they haven't released the footage because they're busy doctoring the video and putting an AR-15 in his hands because quite possibly he didn't shoot those children with an AR-15. So maybe they're doctoring the footage right now as we speak. Also, last week, Rob Dew did a wonderful piece where he had mentioned that there was testimony that someone had seen another individual next to the school dressed up in camouflage and he had a gun and police were questioning that individual. Yet, no one seems to know what occurred with that. So, it's a very interesting turn of events. In other news, in an article posted today by the Daily Mail UK, it seems that Goldman Sachs has successfully raped the public and they're rolling around in money. Britain's army of bankers will reignite public fury over lavish pay rewards as staff at Goldman Sachs are expected to reward themselves £8.3 billion in bonuses on Wednesday. The American Investment Bank, which employs over 5,500 staff in the UK, will be the first to unveil its telephone-sized rewards, an average of $250,000 a person. As part of the latest round of bonus updates, the increase up from £230,000 last year comes as British families are still struggling to make ends meet 5 years after banks brought the economy to the brink of meltdown. So there you go. You've got news that these individuals are rolling in money, yet they begged for our assistance. And you've got these crony capitalist Republicans like George Bush and Paul Ryan saying that we needed to bail them out in order to save the system, in order to save the capitalistic system. No, what we needed to do is let them drown and learn from their actions. This also comes on the heels of finding out that John Corzine will not be tried. He obviously was worked for MF Global, and he couldn't account for $1.2 billion, but he will not be tried. So there you go. You've got the global banks continuing to rape our country, and yet they're getting bonuses, and the American taxpayers aren't even getting loans, and they're being indebted because these individuals have not yet paid us back yet. As of 2 or 3 months ago, I believe they still owe the American taxpayer about $25 billion. But they're getting raises. They're getting raises. Now, speaking of tyranny, and according to an article posted today by McClatchy, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, McClatchyDC.com, it says Bin Laden's death photos might not see the light of day. And the article reads, skeptical-sounding federal judges on Thursday considered whether the public can see pictures of terror mastermind Osama bin Laden taken after he had been shot dead by U.S. Navy SEALs in a raid on his hideout 2 years ago. There are 52 pictures that they are withholding from the public. And according to Judge Merrick Garland, they're telling us, referring to the federal government, it's a risk that Americans will die if we release these documents. And he says, when the government tells us this is likely to lead to death, shouldn't we defer to that even more than when they say it will result in the release of secret information? So this judge believes the nonsense that the CIA officials are telling him that, if these photos come out, all hell will break loose. You know, quite possibly maybe that's true. But another reason why they might not want to release the films is because the American people will start asking questions. They'll start seeing that, oh, you know, you said that he was shot to death and we don't see a bullet here. We don't see a bullet here. And it will poke holes in their argument. The American people are going to start asking questions. Madeleine Albright, the former Secretary of State as well, has stated that Osama bin Laden had been dead for years. So that would obviously contradict their story as well. And the White House hasn't been too forthcoming also on other issues. Remember, the White House released photos that showed President Obama and Hillary Clinton watching the raid. They said that's what they looked like when the raid was going on. They then later said that that was not a picture of them viewing the raid. So, we can't really trust White House officials. But there you go. You've got a federal judge saying that they don't want to release the Osama bin Laden photos. And I'll lead you to come to your own conclusions on that. Now, in other news, she's here. She's here, and we're not talking about Hillary Clinton or Kim Kardashian. We're talking about the Obama phone lady. She visited Austin, Texas today. Alex flew her out. She is as sweet as they come. And we're going to go to a quick video right now that shows Alex greeting her at the airport. And in just a couple of other moments, we're going to go to another brief video. And then we're later on in the newscast, we're going to go to a sit-down interview that Alex had with both her name is Michelle, and her husband. And earlier in today's radio show, Alex also interviewed the Obama phone lady, and it was quite a kick. Let's go to that video.
Whoa, whoa, Obama lady here.
God bless you, sir. I hear you like steaks.
I know I did a big job for that man. I want him to see it. Do you see me, Obama?
Come on, you guys ready to go?
Okay, ready.
Alex Jones here with InfoWars.com. As you have just seen, we picked up Michelle, also known as the Obama phone lady.
So when you called me, I was like, what?
Ladies and gentlemen, you want Valhalla? You've got it. Tomorrow, my syndicated radio show, we've got her. The Obama phone lady.
I'm coming to you. And I'm here at the Alex Jones Show tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
All right. You like to fish?
Yeah, I love fish. I want one of these in my house. Remember that.
I want one, too. I'm telling my wife that.
Gentlemen, until tomorrow, we leave you to contemplate the fish.
Till we get right back.
Hey, Obama gave us those fish.
Did he?
Yeah, he's going to do more.
He's going to do more for us. He's going to give us a house, a car, a driver's license. Oh, yeah. He's going to take care of me. I'll take care of you. Take care of me.
That'd be the best.
I'm here. Do you see me, Michelle? I'm Michelle, too.
And in other news, it seems more people have died in Chicago in 2012 than died in Afghanistan, according to FoxNews.com. There were 405 coalition deaths in Afghanistan in 2012. 310 of those 405 were Americans. But in Chicago, one of the bastions for gun control, there were 532 homicides in 2012. Just further proof that gun control does not work. And in nearby Aurora, Illinois, the second largest city in Illinois, there was very little deaths in 2012, and they have very lax gun laws. So when will these individuals realize that gun control doesn't work? If you want to reduce gun violence, end the drug war, Barack Obama, and you will watch, in my opinion, violent firearm rates drop by at least a third. And another thing you can do is don't have gun-free zones as well. Speaking of gun violence, it seems that, again, sadly, Chicago rung in the new year 2013 with more violence. Headline reads, it's on VladTV.com, still suffering 22 murders in 11 days in Chicago, two teens dead. I wonder what Pierce Morgan would say if an assault weapon killed 22 individuals. But yet in this place, in this place, Chicago, you know, this happens all the time, and you hear nothing from Mayor Michael Bloomberg. We're now going to go to some pretty powerful video.
We have learned about at least five different shootings since Friday afternoon, and at least six teens have been shot. Two of them have died. We're just 12 days into 2013, and there's now a total of 22 homicides. Later on today, Reverend Jesse Jackson and Police Superintendent Gary McCarthy will join together for a roundtable to discuss this gang violence in Chicago.
These individuals are truly amazing. They're going to have a roundtable discussion. End the drug war, guys. There you go. Crime will drop by a third, minimal, in my opinion. There's no need for a roundtable discussion. All you have to do is arm the people, end the drug war. But your beloved Barack Obama doesn't want to do that. And actually, the police chief of Chicago, Gary McCarthy, I believe his name was, he was the police chief of Newark, New Jersey. And Newark, New Jersey, sadly, was crime-ridden as well. So I don't know what he's going to do to improve the situation in Chicago. Now, speaking of gun violence, this is truly senseless gun violence. In an article posted today on Infowars.com by William Grigg of LRC Blog, the headline reads, Auburn, Washington resident Dustin Theo Harris was asleep in his bed on February 11th of 2012 when two armed strangers entered his room and started to give him orders. Understandably startled, Theo Harris reached for a flashlight. This prompted the two intruders to open fire. Theo Harris, who was still in bed, was shot 16 times, but survived. The assailants who shot Theo Harris were Detective Aaron Thompson of the King County Sheriff's Office and Corrections Officer Chris Rongin. They had arrested Theo Harris's roommate, Nicholas Harrison, an ex-convict who had failed to report for community supervision. The officers were searching his bedroom to find if Theo Harris had a gun, which would have allowed them to charge Harrison with a parole violation. They had no warrant or probable cause, and no gun was found. Since Harrison was already in custody at the time of the incident, there was no need to conduct a safety sweep of the residence. Basically, they crashed into this individual's house because they were looking for his roommate to see if his roommate had a gun. They already had his roommate in custody, but if they were to have found a gun, they would have been able to really throw him in jail for a long time. As a result, though, they shot his roommate 16 times, and that's because they broke in the middle of the night, and the guy reached for a flashlight. The officers were not convicted of anything wrong because their supervisor said that they were, you know, they were operating in self-defense. They had to shoot him. They didn't know if that guy had a gun. But, I mean, they really need to use their head. They're breaking into someone's house in the middle of the night. People are in a deep sleep. Obviously, they're going to be flustered, and they're going to reach for their baseball bat, their flashlight. They could have done this raid in the morning. They could have even rang the doorbell. You know, they weren't looking for that individual. They were looking to see if there was a gun in the house. So there you go again. And Mayor Michael Bloomberg, Piers Morgan, that's one of the, you know, some of the shootings that occur from cops. It's not just, you know, bad people walking around shooting people. Sometimes the murders occur because of officers of the law. Maybe we should ban their guns. Now, in a much lighter story, it seems that Ethiopian kids, if you leave them alone with computers, really know what they're doing. And that's further proof that kids are smart individuals. They're not dumb, despite the horrible test results we see in our public school systems. In an article posted by Device, it says Ethiopian kids hack OLPCs in 5 months with zero instruction. And the article says, what happens if you give 1,000 Motorola Zoom tablet PCs to Ethiopian kids who have never seen a printed word? Within 5 months, they'll start teaching themselves English while circumventing the security on your OS to customize settings and activate disabled hardware. Whoa. The One Laptop Per Child project started as a way of delivering technology and resources to schools in countries with little or no education infrastructure, using inexpensive computers to improve traditional curriculum. What the OLPC project has realized over the last 5 or 6 years, though, is that teaching kids stuff is really not that valuable. Basically, later on in the article, it says, quote, we left the boxes in the village closed, taped shut, no instruction, no human being. I thought the kids will play with the boxes. Within 4 minutes, one kid not only opened the box, but found the on and off switch. He'd never seen an on and off switch. He powered it up. Within 5 days, they were using 47 apps per child per day. Within 2 weeks, they were singing ABC songs in English in the village. And within 5 months, they had hacked Android. Some idiot in our organization or in the media lab had disabled the camera, and they figured out it had a camera, and they hacked Android. So there you go. That's just a fun story that shows that kids have that electricity in their eyes. They want to learn and they can learn. Yet in the city of Detroit, only 7% of our kids can read or do math proficiently. Nationwide, it's only about 40% of our kids can read or do math proficiently. Yet if you go to charter schools, proficiency rates are at 90%, 90 plus percent in the city of Newark. You're always hearing these poverty pimps saying that we need to throw more money at our education system, our socialized education system. In the city of Newark, their public school systems are doing horrible, yet at Robert Treat Academy, it's a charter school, proficiency rates at over 90%, and those are inner city kids, many of them who don't have fathers, and they're doing a wonderful job, because you can fire bad teachers. The socialized public education system does not work. And if we can go to that image of that beautiful child looking at that app, I mean, he's just truly adorable. Just look at him. Kids want to learn, and they can learn. Again, charter schools do wonderfully, yet Barack Obama really doesn't, he's not aggressive on charter schools, and yet he says that he wants to see our kids have a wonderful education system. And you've got these poverty pimps continue to say that the answer is to throw more and more money at these failing public education system. We need a free market approach. School vouchers are what works. And now we're going to go to the joke of the day. I mean, the daily quote of the day. I say joke of the day because what you're about to hear is pretty humorous. It's from Janet Napolitano. And she says, the last thing the Department of Homeland Security is about is infringing on anybody's constitutionally protected rights. Rimshot, please. So there you go. That's our daily quote. And now we're going to go to the Obama phone lady again. Her name is Michelle. We're going to go to a quick video once again. And then when we come back, we're going to see an interview. You're going to see an interview that Alex conducted with the Obama phone lady and her husband.
I turned down everybody, but I said, I got to go on the Alex Jones show.
Campaigning for Obama, people was like, how the hell they get you on? Out of all of us, mine hit like it hit. Why you think that hit like that? Is it what I said? How I said it?
It was funny.
Is that what it is? The Obama phone lady will be there. Don't you be square, you better be there.
Right, Colorado, hear Obama later, here.
Tomorrow, we'll see you at the Alex Jones show. I'll see you there.
Even if he is bigger than Obama, he's the president. He should be able to take anything in this nation and do. And if he don't do it, you ain't going to last long in Ohio, in America. Because we had a lot of people that voted for him, and what he said he was going to do, we waiting on that.
Ladies and gentlemen, as they say in Caddyshack, unga galunga. We have the Obama phone lady right here.
All right, now.
What's coming up tomorrow?
Obama lady here.
Tomorrow at 1 o'clock on the Alex Jones Show.
Up next.
You got Obama phone?
Yes, everybody in Cleveland, low minority, got Obama phone. Keep Obama in president, you know?
The Obama phone lady debates Alex Jones in studio. Will she still support Obama after a big dose of the truth? Find out next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
I really enjoy it when the globalists try to poison us, and, well, we resist them via a free market system. Hello, my fellow Info Warriors. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the ProPure family of gravity-fed filters. Now, you know that the globalists are filling our water with radioactive isotopes, fluoride, lead, mercury, arsenic. And one of the few systems that can efficiently and economically remove or reduce down to non-detectable levels these poisons are gravity-fed filters. And ProPure is the top of the line. Their filters are impregnated with silver, a natural antibiotic. On top of that, they're bigger, so they filter faster. You don't have to prime these the first time you use them. It's amazing. Go to InfoWars.com and click on the shopping cart link to see the entire family of these babies. Now, the fluoride they add to our water is so tiny that most filters can't cut it out. But ProPure has their system that will, again, reduce it to non-detectable levels, almost get all of it out of there. That's also available. And if you look at the different systems they offer, the ProPure Big Brush Finish is on a stand, so it's easier on a table or at your restaurant or wherever you have it to go up with a glass or a mug and fill it up. Then there's this big baby right here, the ProPure King Large Version. Got a lot of different options that come with it. Also, they have the ProPure Big, probably one of the best values out there. And, of course, it's burnished stainless steel. And then what I use on my RV, something that's great for your hunting cabin or the back porch, is the ProPure Traveler. Small and portable, but packs a huge punch, cleans out all that garbage. They also have a glass sight spigot, so you don't have to take the top off and look in the bottom area to see how much water. You can see how fast it's filtering with this optional system. The globalists obviously are hitting us through our water. It's time to take control of our lives. It's time to not give our children and families these poisons. And these systems cut it down to non-detectable levels across the board. ProPure is the name. I only promote what I believe in. And I use ProPure in my home and my office. And I recommend that you check out the information on ProPure at InfoWars.com. We already have the lowest price at InfoWars.com on the ProPure gravity filter system. But when you add in the 10% off when InfoWarriors use the product code WATER at InfoWars.com, nobody can top it. So again, it's a win-win-win. Stop drinking the poison water. Checkmate the globalists when it comes to your health, and support InfoWars.com and the work we're doing here. You know, many revolutionaries rob banks and things and kidnap people for funds. We promote in the free market the products we use that are about preparedness. That's how we fund this revolution against the New World Order in our move to restore our constitutional republic and a spirit of 1776 worldwide. Check it out at InfoWars.com. ProPure, top of the line, number one, most powerful and effective and economical gravity-fed water system in the world. ProPure, available, discounted at InfoWars.com. Don't forget product code WATER to save 10%. It's the latest generation, years in development. ProPure is the name. Welcome back to the second half of InfoWars Nightly News. We got the Obama phone lady to come down to Austin, Texas. And if you're a new viewer and you missed it, it's the famous clip that we're going to play right now of her saying, hey, he gave us a phone, he's going to do more.
Obama!
You got Obama phone?
Yes, everybody!
everybody in Cleveland, no minority, got Obama phone. Keep Obama in president, you know? He gave us a phone.
He gave you a phone. How did he give you a phone?
You sign up. If you on food stamps, you on Social Security, you got low income, you disability.
I have a question. Okay, what's wrong with Romney again?
Romney, he sucks. Hey!
And so here they are, all the way from Cleveland, Ohio. We've got Harvey, her husband, and we've got Michelle Dowery right here in studio with us. Thank you for coming to Austin.
Thank you.
So what are you thinking so far?
Well, I'm liking it. I like Austin, Texas. I like what you told me about Obama and showed me on the internet what he was doing and what he's about.
And we're going to show some more of those clips here in a moment. But, I mean, talk about that. Talk about the clips you saw.
Well, I seen one clip. One clip was about me with my new job and my taxes and how much taxes they took out for me. And he said he wouldn't do that. So there he is saying that he's going to do something, and he did other.
And let's be clear. I'm not here trying to get you to support Mitt Romney. I didn't support Mitt Romney.
No, you told me that.
In fact, I'm going to show you.
You're for Romney or you're for Obama.
In fact, I'm going to give you some documentaries like Terror Storm.
Right.
That exposes Bush involved in, or at least elements that control him, in allowing terror attacks to take place to take our liberties.
Right.
My whole issue is I'm here to shoot down politically this whole facade.
Right.
That's my goal. And it's annoying to me to know that the big mega banks, they want taxes higher on the average people because there's hundreds of millions of us that turns into trillions because they take that money offshore. It's the big banks that get those bailouts.
Right.
They're always criticizing people who are down and out, getting a little bit of help, welfare. Right. My issue is that most welfare is corporate welfare. And if we're going to have corporate welfare like General Motors, I want General Motors to stay in America, not to move to China.
Right.
Harvey, what's your take on that?
Yeah, I'd rather for them to stay here in America because we need the jobs in America.
Especially if we bail them out.
Right.
Yeah, if we bail them out, we got to have the jobs in America. You can't send them over there because all the taxes and money going over there.
It's amazing. And they spin it and say, oh, well, we're going to help other countries giving them jobs. All they do is basically force the people off their farms in China and make them go work as slaves in those factories. Mm. Did you know they have suicide nets around the Apple factories in China? Because they go up on top of the building and jump off.
Oh, and then they catch them and make them go back to work.
I'm not joking. In fact, folks, that sounds so insane. Will you guys type in suicide nets at Foxconn factories? That's the subcontractor. Again, this stuff's so crazy. I say it and feel like a liar.
But then when you show it, like you showed me in the interview with the radio station, you showed me how, yeah, you got a job, but look how many took 2% more taxes. But just a couple years ago, he said he won't do that.
Well, actually, it's 3.8 and then another 2% and then another 3-something on investments. Yeah. Ooh. Let's say you're 401k, where they just take that off. There it is. Inside Apple's Foxconn factories. See the suicide nets?
Yep.
Right.
Wow, that's crazy.
Scroll down and show them.
That is crazy.
And by the way, they now force drug them, reportedly, and they have forced abortions inside the factory.
I think that sucks.
Why is that?
I wish they'd make a Django movie about that, showing some communist Chinese getting busted up instead of trying to create division. See, here's the difference. I didn't bring you here to put you down and make Democrats look bad. Because I understand they give you the Democrat or the Republican choice.
Right.
They're both a con game.
Both of them.
Getting clowned both ways.
Right.
I brought you here to bring us together.
Right.
And say, we've got to stand up and demand we be treated like human beings, or all of us, like Ross Perot said, NAFTA and GATT would create a giant sucking sound.
Right.
It would bring us down, not Mexico up. And Mexico went down and we went down, didn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
We went right down with them.
For real.
I mean, did things get better after NAFTA and GATT?
Nope.
No, sir.
Nope. And see, that's real, because when me and you was in our news cam, you know, when we were interviewing for the radio station, you showed me how he said it. He said it in his own words. It was Obama face, and it was Obama talking, saying he would not cut a person like me 20 or 30,000 a year our taxes. Here I am. I just got a job. My taxes are cut.
Oh, so he did everybody.
He did everybody.
They say 200,000 or more, didn't he?
250,000.
Or more.
And
or more.
People, 77% of Americans, people making under 30,000, right around 30,000, depending on how they break it down, you get 3.8% taken out on top of 10% already. So that's the thing. When you get unemployment and all that, you already paid into that.
But see, that's like misleading us saying he's the president. You know, and if you don't know, like, you know, you showed me the incidents with the Happy Meal, and that's true. Here you is getting a Happy Meal that's worth $2, a cheeseburger and a fry, a dollar a piece, because it's 99-cent menu. But I'm going to throw in this toy for free because it's a kid's, and I know I'm going to get a lot of fools to buy this Happy Meal for $4 or $5 when it's only worth $2. What, he bought a million or billions of those toys just to throw it in the box?
Exactly. So
same thing is with the phones.
$47 trillion since 2008 has been given one way or another to foreign banks.
Right.
And a couple hundred billion in infrastructure. Can you imagine if they put $47 trillion
into that?
If you divided $47 trillion amongst 315 million Americans, what's the math on that?
At least about 56,000.
That's like blind.
I think it's more than that.
That's like blind to the fool of Obama phone lady.
Well, no. Listen, the Obama phone's corporate welfare. They give a handful of corporations all this money on track phones that are $25 at Walmart. I found out what the government's paying for those, almost $100 a piece.
What?
It's another payoff.
Right.
And they're only getting 200 minutes?
Not even that. The track phone that they give you, the phone that Obama give you, oh, it's worth more than me buying a Revo.
By the way, that's $134,000 a piece if they divided that money up amongst us.
Who making the money?
Well, that's the crazy thing. These mega banks aren't even getting that money. It's to back up derivatives that people like Ken Lay developed, but also Bernie Madoff. But he went to jail for $100 billion theft. This is trillions. They've connected all this fraudulent money that was never real onto our economy. And so they threaten us. They go, if you don't pay this off, at least just pay the interest on it. That's what the $47 trillion is for. So it's actually $1,500 trillion. It's more money than there is in the whole world many, many times over. It's all a scam.
Exactly.
These con artists created all this money and then bought the politicians with fiat money made out of nothing and got them to sign us on to their debt.
To their debt. And put their name up.
Anyways, I'm here ranting. It's just, let's play a clip that she's talking about. Let's go through these clips. Here is the clip of Obama 4 years ago in the last campaign saying, hey, I won't raise your payroll taxes, right, none of your taxes. And then we've shown you the news articles where 77% of Americans, or basically anybody that gets payroll taxes, who's working, you get more money taken out, hundreds of dollars a month on average. Here's that clip.
And I can make a firm pledge under my plan. No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase. Not your income tax, not your payroll tax, not your capital gains taxes, not any of your taxes.
So that's the same clip we played on the radio. Let's play one more clip of Obama promising, there's a bunch of these lies,
right,
to never try to take anybody's guns. Let's go to that clip right now.
When y'all go home and you're talking to your buddies and they say, he wants to take my gun away. You've heard it here. I'm on television, so everybody knows it. I believe in the Second Amendment. I believe in people's lawful right to bear arms. I will not take your shotgun away. I will not take your rifle away. I won't take your handgun away.
So there's just a couple of lies. We played more on the radio. What's your take on this?
It's like he buffed us up to get into something and did show us something different. I'm talking about from the last four years I campaigned for him. He said what he was going to do to Lee and Harvard. Lee and Harvard still looks the same.
Describe that. That's a neighborhood.
That's a neighborhood where Obama, when he first came, for the first 4 years, a lot of black minorities helped him in that community and reached out and did what they did. Then I was one of those that worked for them in that community 4 years ago, and he told us, just like you showed me the clip. I wish I could have saved the clip from Lee in Harvard, because he said he was going to rebuild this. He was going to make the traffic light different. He was going to do all this to Lee in Harvard because he won his first election. Now that he's won the first election, that was 4 years ago. It's almost now 5 years, and Lee in Harvard and Cleveland, Ohio are still the same. But he had that office, said Obama office. People like me 4 years ago went there and worked for him and did what we did to get him an election. And he won. It's going on 5 years. Lee and Harvard still look the same. Same thing with me on my behalf. You said, even though I found out you wasn't the man for the Obama phone, but when you got an election, the Obama phones were passed. By me telling people, how I want to say it, it's like leading them on to something that was not true.
What they do is, if you don't like what the Democrats are doing, vote Republican. If you don't like what the Republicans are doing, vote Democrat.
It's like you don't want to vote for either one of them.
And that's the point. My show is about people realizing it's all a con game. Even if you get something, it's money they already stole from you some other way.
Right.
My point is, these people are not trying to give anybody a free lunch. And then what happens is people then just start buying into the system, going, well, it's corrupt. I'll just screw anybody I can to get ahead. Then everybody starts screwing everybody.
Right.
Then the whole society collapses.
And so that's what we're hitting. Do you ever go to some of the churches? I go to church. I go to Anointed Gates in Cleveland, Ohio. And our pastor was telling us that if you don't get your line in order with God now, because even with Obama, he's... You ain't heard him say one thing. I pledge allegiance to the flag. You know, we used to sing when we start school. We see they don't have that in the schools no more. And look what they got in there. They got the guns, the men coming in, killing the kids, all that going on. But first and foremost, every morning I wake up, I thank God because I'm breathing and I got another day. Same thing with Obama. Obama got a person like me. They called me the Obama phone lady. He got a person like me, give me more than I was worth, because I got a job now. I didn't make as much as I made when I worked for Obama, but he reared me in to work. And here I was, quote unquote, illiterate. And as soon as I got my check, I'm like, you mean to tell me by me working for Obama, I got all the money? Not nan dollar of taxes went out my check. Where can you work? I wouldn't care who you work for. The taxes got to come out. I worked for Obama. No government took my food stamps or anything. And that's just right. That's a incident I seen with my own self that was not even right.
That's because Obama's a made man. You're working for the big guy then.
Well, even if you is working for the big guy, where's my tax dollars going? And they didn't take out any. That's a scam. I don't care who you work for. The law is the same as with me and anybody else. They're going to take Obama guns and put them off, take the street people guns and take them off and let him have the guns? No. That's why they're doing what they're doing now with these guns and everything, you know?
Now, you had a few different views yesterday. Our talk, did that help things click, or what happened?
Oh, with your talk and what me seeing with my own eyes. Thank God that I did come here to be on the Alex Jones show, because one thing that caught my eye was my taxes. And I seen that my taxes out my check, like, it went up. Even if you put two or three kids, I put five. And it still was high. They took over like $30, $40, you know? And that money, who is that money going to? Just corruptive. I felt that's corrupt.
Well, I mean, he said
he wouldn't take my
money. Listen, what's sick, I told you about Kennedy, and anybody right. can pull this up.
Right.
Depending on the tax bracket, 50% cut, 30% cut, but he cut taxes massively.
Right, for us low minority people.
Well, he did.
20,000, 30,000.
Kennedy actually cut the taxes, and guess what happened? Tax receipts doubled. People go, well, how does more money come in if you tax less? Because if you give people their own money, they go out and spend it.
Right.
And now all the chain reactions, and then all this money comes in.
Turning back around.
Then I believe
yeah, so why
so
do they want high taxes then? Because they can pick the winners and the losers. The big, have you heard about General Electric and people paying no tax?
Right.
I ain't heard that one yet.
These big, type it in, folks. General Electric paid zero tax. Google paid 3.5 or something.
What, they got some write-offs?
I'm paying over 40%. They wrote the laws. All these, the real ultra-rich are exempt.
Yeah.
That's why Howard Dean came out a month ago and he said, oh, no, poor people need to pay more tax. Really?
Why not the rich?
Really, really. Everybody, listen, I got family that are professionals. Doctors, you name it. They aren't living as good as they were 20 years ago.
Right, no one.
They can't, I mean, and they're getting, you know, weird audits and bills and stuff doesn't, I mean, everybody I know is having trouble.
Right.
Okay, and I live in one of the wealthiest cities in the country. There it is, GE. No taxes.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of that? And by the way, GE lobbies, they lobbied for these tax increases. You know why? Because they're a bank. They're bank owned. They get banker bailout money. They get tax money. Mm-hmm. They're the biggest welfare queens in the world.
Yeah.
GE? Yeah.
It's all of them. It is unbelievable the government contracts they get.
And they be just giving them
and
money.
And then
right
now
back.
That since I met you, Alex Jones, it seemed like more of the poor, quote unquote, more of the poor that I've seen vote for Obama and go out and do what they needed to do to get him an election, we still in the same bracket 4 years ago.
No, exactly. They're experts in conning people because, you know, we're in countries in trouble. People need money. Hey, do whatever. Help me.
Right.
They don't want to help you because they want to make you poor so they can control you and buy you for nothing.
Keep us conscious.
See, look. People that have got money in their own jobs, their own companies, what are they? They're self-sufficient. They have a word for it. It's called uppity.
Right.
And they want the American people to not be uppity.
And quote, unquote, what they're doing to our brothers and sisters now. I got teenagers and like a 23, 21. They want to frame them, give them a number, send them to prison for the little stupid things. When, quote, unquote, where I live in Cleveland, it's a lot of work need to be done there. You know, if I was the president, what I could do? And I know it takes time, but like I'm saying, 4 years ago, now it should be in the working. You won again? You know? I got a 21-year-old, went to jail. Scared him, scared straight. But if there aren't any jobs and all he know is this quick money, what would you do?
You're going to Listen, you know what's come out in Congress. Mm-hmm. The drugs are shipped into the communities by the government. The big banks on record. Guys, pull up Bloomberg. Bloomberg.com, 376 laundered drug money. $376 billion laundered drug money. That's just Wachovia and Wells Fargo in 2 years laundered $376 billion. Now, if they decriminalize drugs, there wouldn't be any money in it, people wouldn't be shooting each other, and they wouldn't have an excuse to bust in your house. They put something out as an excuse to get you tied into it to take you to jail.
Yeah.
See, I've seen that with my own.
Oh, there it is. Banks financing Mexican gangs admitted in Wells Fargo deal. And let's show them the article. They ran the aircraft, everything. In the article, it says
they found 126 black.
Yeah. But that's not even the right.
Black.
Where's the article that says $376 billion?
That's the guy.
That's one of the articles, but it's $376 billion.
It's a lot of money.
The issue is, this is a mafia. And they're a mafia that to feel good about all the evil they're engaged in, they just say we're all a bunch of animals and deserve it. Meanwhile, they're just wrecking society. And the elite's own kids get destroyed by this. We have USA Today. Let's put that up.
So they kids...
Wachovia Bank helped launder Mexican drug money. Let's scroll down. Does it say 307? There it is. It was $2 billion more than I said. $378.4 billion.
That's a lot.
Yes.
That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, cops pull me over for an expired sticker or something. They go, we want to search your car for drugs. And I start laughing. I go, you mean the drugs getting laundered in that Wells Fargo right there?
We're going past right. You.
You're a joke, man. You know full well the government deals the drugs, and a lot of the cops go, yeah, we know.
They're not only that.
Legalize it. Listen, when they had alcohol illegal for 10 years, what happened? It made the mafia get rich. It made the price go up.
Oh, yeah.
What's your take on prohibition? Harvey, you're here with us. I'm ranting and raving. What's your take on all this?
Well, shoes. What can I say? It's like the government own the drugs and they own the planes. So, what, Wells Fargo is the government?
But I have nightmares over my three children. They grow up. They're at a party. Somebody gives them something. They get pulled over. They'll go to jail for 10 years. Because they use something that dirty government shipped in.
Yeah,
the government. I mean, that is crazy.
That's crazy.
And that's what I'm mad about. And the media's like, don't get mad. Don't get mad.
Why not? We got kids.
Yeah.
Makes me angry.
The government do send it in because we ain't got no planes.
That's right.
And then they end up ready to black neighborhoods closely. It's some white neighborhoods, too.
No. They agreed early on. They said only have it in their neighborhood because then that gives us an excuse to arrest everybody.
Right.
That was another way. It was a false flag, a weapon attack.
Mm. And you're only exactly right because I'm in Cleveland right now and they just had so much come through and it came through from UPS. How'd they get it through? UPS.
Oh, they got a guy inside because I had one of my customers. He is inside.
Right.
All he do is just get the package. He go there. He act like he, you know, Xeroxing the copy of it.
Right.
And then he don't. He just leave that package and Xerox a copy in somebody else's house.
See?
You know, the name tag.
And that's the government. That's all, like I say, that's all UPS, all government.
The name tag,
government.
And then he just do somebody else's.
Then the people getting the high quote, unquote, the biggest dollar to work, too.
Do you know how they brought down China going back about 250 years ago? China wouldn't allow opium into the country. They turned into heroin. The opium poppy. All over the world, it was legal. It was sold at drugstores, apothecaries, all over Europe, all over everywhere. If you were dumb enough to use it, you'd go in there and get it.
Mm-hmm.
China said, we will execute you if you bring in opium. British government comes in, starts running ships in, starts paying off the police. And pretty soon, within 50 years, they run all of China by corrupting it. Because now it's illegal, it sells for 10, 20, 30 times what it should. You want to make something illegal in black market so you can jack the price up.
Mm.
So how do you fix it? You decriminalize. Boom. Whole thing's over right there. But how many drug dealers want it to stop?
You say none of them, not the
they
big
like
ones.
That.
So exactly. So do we want our kids to stop getting shot and killed? Do we want everybody to stop being? We have the biggest prison population in the world. Again, I've got you guys here, and I'm ranting. You guys go ahead. What else you want to talk about? I got a few questions here from people on Twitter.
Talk about how he misled us and think that the Obama phones are Obama. You know, a lot of people was telling me that, oh, they Obama phones. Until they, you know, when I got out there and really showed them and said, oh, you can get Obama phone. It's free if you're on Social Security, low income. Da 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 da. You can get Obama phone, but if you really look at it, when they called me in the office that I was campaigning for, Obama didn't even make that. It was back in before he even got in the election. By him being in the election, it just passed it. And by him,
but it was Obama that advertised the phones.
Well, he advertised them, but he's going by some other man's stuff. Not even his own stuff. So he could have, by me being the president, I would have said that's Bush or Clinton stuff. This is what I'm going to do for
that
you.
That was happening to him getting elected because he giving
but
you something.
But that's false advertising.
But again, my only thing is Obama's just another puppet. I just want to tear down the idol so people know that, well, he's now announcing he'll use executive orders to take the guns. Why do we even have a Congress if the president's just going to sign orders?
Right. Especially in me taking the guns from the wrong people.
But yeah, the government's buying more guns and wants our guns. Does it scare you guys to think of any president with unlimited power?
Yeah, that scares us. But not really, because I got faith in God and the blood of Jesus. It don't scare me at all, because I'm covered. I'm covered by the blood of Jesus.
But the Congress, they ain't going to go for that, though, is it?
Well, they're all paid off. Yeah, they shouldn't go for it.
Yeah, they're going by it because they paid. Say that one thing you said. Say that right there. You say they all paid off. And see, to make it in society today, you know, even Obama, he had us fooled that he get the Obama phone, but look how it came to where he got his votes. That's false advertisement. And I thank God that you sent me on this show. Because one thing you did keep real with me, you said I'm not on Geronimo, Geronimy, or Obama. I'm nationwide. And when you're nationwide and when you know, see, you a man that you knew all this before this even came about, because they probably had to come to you or say some stuff or you research.
No, I saw what they were doing. Yeah.
Okay. So you know,
very frustrating,
like,
actually.
Anytime you could pull up something like you showed me about my taxes. Here I am. I got five kids. I'm claiming all five with the little job I got, because I don't want you to take all my money I worked hard for. You feel me? But like you said he wouldn't do that. You showed me on the TV. You said, here he is 4 years ago, say the low minorities. And the low minorities, low poor minorities, not quote unquote the rich people voted, because after Obama won, they had so much bad to say about him. Because first of all, I believe he was in there for 4 years and he didn't do nothing. He did the best he could, but if I was the president, I got legal authority. And the main people that's wrong, the police, you know, right now you can go to a police and he'll sell you a gun and say it got lost to get him some money to pay his mortgage. You know, that's real. Them are the crookedest ones. You go to a place where you could buy food and they say you can't use your food stamps. But if I give you an extra $2 or $3, I could buy that newspaper with my food stamp card. You feel me?
No, we're becoming a corrupt society. And that's, they make it.
That makes it corruptive.
And they make you where you can't even survive if you're not corrupt.
You can't. It's hard.
No, believe me. I've always said.
And you are full of stuff. You are full of stuff. You're a liar. We got a call today and a man said, you're going to make me look silly. See, a person can't make you look silly until you know. See, you showed me with my own eyes what he'll do to my taxes.
My attempt is I don't even know the way out of this. I mean, I'm just trying to get people to realize that it's a scam at every level. And the establishment is trying to make things bad because that gives them power. It's a cold-blooded thing. Even when you want to do good, it's hard to figure out how to fix it. And I guess that's why they're evil. They're like, you know what? We're not going to fix anything. We're just going to be bad.
But one thing about it, and I like you did.
Exactly, but I'm not going to sign on to that. I'm not going to say, you know what? Because I've been offered years ago all these big deals and stuff if I joined the establishment. I didn't sell out. And it's not because I'm even a perfect person. It's that in my soul, I can feel my soul on the line.
That's how I was. My soul wasn't going to let Channel 19 take me out the game where my hometown was. I come all the way to Texas to get the real deal.
Did your gut tell you to do it?
My gut? Come to Texas?
Yeah.
My spirit.
No, that's why. Yeah, exactly.
My spirit from the Lord. Just like you showed up when you could see Satan, that man. You showed me in your office, and I'm glad I did get to meet you because you showed me how Satan looks. You know? You can look at people and tell that they're not. You know, you said one thing about that lady. I want to get her here, da 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 da. But then you also showed me how Satan looked. Hey, what did that man do to those kids?
Jimmy Savile, just, it's the royal family, all of them, a bunch of demons.
Right, but when he put on his glasses, he looks a whole complete different. Till he opened his mouth and you showed me what he did.
Yeah, I was showing an article.
That's nothing but Satan.
So that's the thing. It's amazing. I got a few questions for folks, and you guys have been incredible. We appreciate you coming to town. It's been amazing. Would you vote for Hillary Clinton if she ran for the president? Some of these questions are. That's Jamie Newton asked
you,
that.
Harvey.
I don't know for sure.
I don't like Hillary Clinton. No, I don't like any of them.
Mm.
How about somebody who is an establishment? What'd you guys think of Ron Paul? They tried to demonize him.
Ron Paul. You ran for president?
Yeah, the guy that wanted to get rid of the private Federal Reserve and all that. So you guys only watch mainline TV.
Yeah.
Well, you got me now going to watch U.S. Today and... The Alex Jones Show.
No, I'm just marveling that, see, the media never showed you Obama going back on all his promises.
Mm-hmm.
Did your life improve in any way under the Obama administration? And what sets Obama aside from Romney politically? That's Conor Errett.
I had no changes. You know, probably less money, less jobs. That's about it.
Quite frankly, Obama's not even running it. Foreign banks are. I mean, I just want people to know Obama's a facade. Lewis Sweet asked, believe Obama is within his power to limit our constitutional rights. I kind of talked about that. I mean, is it not creepy to hear Rahm Emanuel? I played that clip on the radio where he says, we'll just take your guns. We don't care what the people think or laws.
Right. They had no fault, nothing interested in us, and we didn't got you in the president. You
know? I wonder if Rahm Emanuel is going to turn his guns in.
No.
I don't think none of them will turn their guns in.
What do you think happened on 9/11? I'm sure you've heard.
I believe that was all backstage hooked up. I really do.
Because that's amazing how the government couldn't stop them planes.
Right.
I agree with you.
For real. You know, they got air forces everywhere.
Right.
Is they got, they could be there in maybe like, 20 seconds or a little bit less? Because you're right there, you know, in New York.
Well, my dad's been a pilot. You go off course, they go, hey, what are you doing? And then F-16s are launched.
Yeah, right. Because naturally they going to like call. As soon as you go off course, they going to call. They're going to have somebody right there. Yeah, they're going to go to the reporter, whatever the I'm one's up there.
All at
the
tower. It's all being watched.
At the tower, they watching you.
They talk to you every second.
Every second.
Like a penitentiary.
As you go down, you going down too low, they going to tell you, you too low. And, you know, they going to send somebody at you because they going to see you dropping, dropping, and dropping. As you dropping that far, look how far you done drop. At least, how tall was the building? About 200,000 feet? 200, yeah.
No, it was only about a few thousand, yeah.
Yeah, about a couple thousand feet.
But still, tell me somebody didn't hear something.
Well, they were out there for hours flying.
Right.
They ordered, Cheney ordered NORAD to stand down, and Panetta, the head of the transportation department, witnessed it. They had missiles on top of the Pentagon, everything. All right, well, that's a good question that person brought up. I've got a whole bunch here. This guy says, Ryan G. says, what's the big deal about a phone, a free phone, or am I missing something? Our only point is exactly, they give us trinkets.
To get you reared.
Which was a payoff to companies anyways. Those companies are being paid.
Paid off. But see, you know, when you've seen it for your own eyes, I worked for the Obama campaign, and before, when we was in field service, they went and got all these phones, like, from a service and gave all of us phone. If you open the phone, the first thing the phone said was Obama.
And then they get you, after you use your 200 minutes, they make you go pay so much for the 14 minutes. I mean, like, you get about another 200 minutes, you got to pay $14 to $20. That's
back when I was canvassing, they said they should have just gave us a free number, 911, to call if you really wanted an emergency phone and didn't have a phone. Because you could have used all that taxpayer money for those phones. You know how much those new phones cost? You look your face in it and it cut on. My son and his wife got one. You look your face in it and it cuts on. You know how much they're worth?
Face scanning, it's terrible, terrible application.
But the
application.
Phone alone is about this big. You guys got one. You the news people. I got Obama phone. So it's not as potent as your phone, but take the prices and...
He said he ain't got no phone that you look in your face and it turn on.
He probably don't.
What do you think is going to happen to America after the loan sharking banks have fully bankrupted us? I mean, if so many people have had their jobs taken, the bureaucracy's bankrupting everybody... I mean, I've got a little bit of money, but it's hard to even deal with it myself. There's so much crap to do. I mean, it's hard to just stay
focused
on the ball because so much is happening. Where do you see things going in the future?
We'll probably be like Iraq, fighting each other. You know, like city to city.
That's what they want.
Yeah, city to city, because you got more over his side, and we got less over here. So we're going to go over here, try to take yours, and go back to our city or destroy your city, you know.
And because of all that, it'll destroy the economy.
Yeah, destroy a whole
and
lot of stuff.
And that's what we're in right now. Destroyed economy.
Order out of chaos.
Order out of chaos. The Obama phone lady said that.
You know, a lot of people are going to want to get in touch with you, and if media calls us and you want us to, we'll give them your number.
Yeah, that's fine.
Did we ever create a Facebook for these guys? You guys are certainly characters, and I'm a character too, and it's good to talk to real people. And thanks for having the courage to come to Austin, Texas.
Thank you. I love Austin already.
Well, thank you for putting up with
me. Thank you.
Anything else you want to add in closing before you... put your shoes on and get out of here.
Well, I just want to say.
I'm the same way, taking my shoes off. Go ahead.
I just want to say I thank God for...
make sure he loads you with a line.
Let me get to meet Alex...
Jones.
Alex Jones show. It was the best for my experience. Anybody out on the air want to get in touch with me? I got a website and a Facebook now. So I'm equal to five. This is awesome, man.
Well, I'm not that awesome, but you're figured it'd be interesting to meet you. We've sure talked about you a lot. Yeah. And so you're here, and I appreciate you and Harvey having the cojones to come down here to Austin, Texas. We're going to go to break.
And you're a real man.
And we are going to come back. We do have the Facebook address. Okay, facebook.com/ObamaPhoneLady.
All right, I got my own.
And we're going to put it right up there on screen for everybody. We're going to go to break, and we're going to come back and show you. You've heard they've sold out of guns. They've sold out of magazines. What if a 3D printer could print a gun or print a magazine? That's happened right here in Austin, Texas, and that is coming up in studio after this break. It's InfoWars Nightly News, and taking us out is Obama Phone Lady.
I'm going to see you guys later. Nice being in Austin, Texas.
Thank good having you, guys. Good having Harvey. We really enjoyed hanging out with you. All right, we're going to be right back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals. But the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
In 1953, the CIA and British intelligence staged terror attacks to overthrow the democratically elected leader of Iran, Mohammad Mossadegh. Mossadegh had nationalized Iran's oil fields and denied British Petroleum a monopoly. U.S. and British intelligence operatives launched a successful coup d'etat and overthrew the Iranian government, replacing the regime with a ruthless dictatorship while seizing control of Iran's oil supply. 1964. U.S. warships were apparently attacked by North Vietnamese PT boats, an incident that kicked off the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War. The attack was a staged event that never actually took place. What followed was an excuse by President Lyndon Johnson to dramatically expand the scale of the Vietnam War, ultimately at the cost of 3 or 4 million dead Vietnamese and 58,000 Americans. June 8, 1967. The USS Liberty, an American naval vessel sailing off the coast of Gaza, was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of Israel. The well-coordinated attack, which lasted for hours, resulted in the deaths of 34 crewmen, 170 injured, and catastrophic damage to the ship, one of the most highly decorated vessels in U.S. history. Egypt was to be blamed for the attack, to serve as a pretext to drag the U.S. and her allies into war in the Middle East. If not for the heroic efforts of the ship's captain and his brave crew, the Liberty would have faced almost certain destruction. The truth about Israel's attack and subsequent White House cover-up continues to be officially concealed from the American people to this day.
We are back with the conclusion of tonight's edition of InfoWars Nightly News, Monday the 14th, 2013. Adan Salazar, one of our crack researchers and writers, has been working on the story since yesterday when Cody Wilson, inventor technology expert, showed him the video that he just posted yesterday. Adan's been working on it. And within 1 hour of our report going up on InfoWars.com, Forbes and a bunch of other mainstream newspapers, magazines, Wired, you name it, had all basically rewritten our story and put it up. And I'm not even mad about that. I understand that we have to be the leaders and they have to be the followers. It's just that this is happening all right here in Austin, Texas. You can see, what is that, like an M4 variant you've got there on screen, and you've got kind of an M16 variant right here. Breaking. Printable AR-30 round magazines now available for download. Seriously, that's the headline. And just reading from this, what just a few months ago was dismissed as a pipe dream or wishful thinking has today become a reality that will no doubt take the gun debate not just nationally but worldwide to a whole new level. Infowars.com has been reporting on this 3D printing innovator's amazing work over the last few months. As Infowars breaks the story online, we wonder if the dinosaur press will realize the incredible significance of this. The technology and the technological development will circumvent unconstitutional magazine bans and could end the huge shortages we're seeing. The future is now. I actually wrote that part. Adon wrote the rest of the article. But the point is, I saw his article. Let me just add this one little point here. That's kind of like my name's not on it, but I'm fluttering around here always like a gadfly. And the video is up on your YouTube site. Very exciting, Cody. You've been talking to us ever since you started a while back putting out a printable gun design. The ATF came. Tell us about that later. But first off, tell us about how big a deal this is, because obviously they're trying to talk about confiscating magazines now. Well, this ends that. And this could end the shortage. What gave you the idea with the whole 3D printer revolution to go with guns? And thanks for joining us.
Oh, you bet. Yeah, it's my pleasure, man. Oh, we hypothesized a gun control future, right? Even when they weren't coming for us.
Back. You said that 3 or 4 months ago.
That's right. Yeah, we saw, you know, you can't anticipate the tendency of this state. This state is a totalizing state. It wants to observe everything. It wants to know everything. It wants to write everything in the tables of power. So even if they're not going for the guns when we proposed this project, we knew one day they would. How convenient then that Sandy Hook would happen and they could dust off their playbook from the, you know, ever since the 50s and 60s. They want to take military pattern rifles away. We know that. So when we saw Feinstein suggesting her new bill, we thought magazines easy. So I took 3 people off of lowers and put them onto magazines. In a weekend, we worked out all the bugs, and the video that you see is the result of 12 hours worth of note taking and modifications.
Now, amazing, and you made that mag. Show us that.
Yeah. So this is an SLA-printed 30-round magazine. The only thing that's not printed is the mainspring. The follower's printed, the floor plate's printed. Everything's based off of standard measurements that we took from other mags compared to other mags. I ran 90 rounds through this, almost 90 rounds through this, almost on full auto the whole time. Only a little bit of deformation. And then,
yeah, I'm jealous. That's a nice rifle. You know?
It was nice. It's not mine. It's a friend of mine. But, yeah, this is a proof of concept. You know, and a symbol, I think, a really powerful symbol that, yeah, they can try to go back to 94 and ban these things, but there's new methods of manufacturing, and the internet will preserve that file forever. You know, forever.
There's no putting the genie back in the bottle.
It's out, you know, and it will always get better, and more complex materials will be introduced, and better printers will be here. They've walked back into a wall, and they didn't know it.
You can see the printer, how it laid it down. Tell us how it works.
Yeah, you can see there's different.
This is bigger than the Gutenberg press.
Oh, come on. You know, who knows, right?
Like, this whole printing system.
I'm not saying this is the next big thing, but I know it's the next big thing for this, right? If I want to achieve a political end. So this is printed with a laser in a resin bed and just layer by layer, man. It actually prints down. A lot of people see these things print up, but, you can see the striations of how it was made.
No, I can see it.
Yeah.
I don't know if we can get that caught on camera, but you can see the layer. Here may be a document cam right here. You can see the lines. I don't know. There you go. You can see it right there.
Yeah. And so it's not the most economical thing. But again, in a world where you can only pay black market prices for magazines, this is an option. It's an alternative.
But I mean, this is a major game changer. That's it.
I hope so. I think it's a real symbol of things to come. You know, I think it's easier for people to grasp too than the lowers or the printable pistol. I mean, they can't have this now.
Now, you were telling me the New York Times days ago talked to you, never ran the story.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't checked the internet in a while, but.
Yeah, a few hours. Well, it hadn't been up since I last checked. The point is, tell me what you told me off air.
I think the New York Times was interested in running a piece for today on their blog, their tech blog. They're kind of cataloging all the things happening in the gun debate right now. But it seems that they wanted to omit this, or perhaps they just dropped the ball, and you guys are the first people to run it.
Exactly. Yeah. It doesn't matter if they don't report, because the real media is there.
They kind of set what the narrative is. So I'm not saying it's hostile or pernicious. I can't know, but we were omitted from the conversation. And I think this is pretty significant. You know, I think this is something that needs to be part of the conversation.
No, you're right. That document cam can't pick it up. Can we aim one of these other higher def cameras on this? I mean, I want people to see this, because you can see how it was printed. If you see the striations there, you can see the layers of the printing there. Yeah, it's just not in focus.
Just hold it still. There we go. Yeah, do back and forth. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, you can't really pick it up. Your eyes can see it. You can just see, it's amazing.
You can see it on that.
And it's part of the lower part of that rifle printed as well?
Yeah, the whole lower receiver is printed, and in the eyes of the ATF, that is the firearm, you know, for regulating commerce. So this could have been assembled. I could have printed the lower, then ordered the pieces from online and assembled, you know, an unseen gun, basically.
You can see the levels of the printing right there.
Yeah, you can. You can. Is there a little propaganda on this? Well, we said defense distributed on one side, but yeah. So, you know, it's not impossible to then, you know, you just print an extra hole in the receiver, and now you have a fully auto receiver you've printed. You know, if you have the right autos here, I mean.
And they, right after we'd interviewed you, you actually got a visit, didn't you?
Yeah, back in, October when we did that?
Yeah.
So, yeah, the ATA, I went to visit them, and that was my mistake. I shouldn't have done that.
They called you in.
But
right?
They said they were already looking for me, so you know, how convenient that you're here, sir. You know, and it was a friendly conversation, but it was pretty tense at first, because I had been criminally referred to them by someone. You know, they were looking for me. They would have found me. So I found them. We came to some kind of understanding about who we were to each other, you know, and I think they decided I wasn't breaking the law.
But they're the ones breaking the law, shipping guns into Mexico.
Right. DOJ, right? What to say? You know, no one out here has a big opinion of the ATF, and I'm just trying to stay on the right side of their opinion, you know.
So where are they now on printable lower receivers, magazines, things like that?
Their official line is that the laws already regulate them. They've already got, there's already adequate law to regulate this. So if I was to make this and sell it to you, I'd be a manufacturer, unlicensed, it's already illegal. Same thing with, well, really any other component. If I was to print a whole printable gun, there's already laws in the books. It's illegal, of course, right? So they think they have it covered. But in many fundamental ways, they don't, you know, because now anyone can email this to each other. You know what I'm saying? I have friends in Europe, right? They could download this file. They find a mainspring, or maybe I could ship them a mainspring, in the mail. Now they could have a magazine where before they really never could.
And this is only one of the first generations of these 3D printers. They're coming out with printers that actually do the metal. Mm-hmm.
In fact, this is I use an old 3D printer to do this. I use one from like the 90s to do this. There are better ways of doing this. I'm just limited with my resources. I know there are better people out there with more skill than me, with access to better capital than me, who can take this all the way, you know? Just trying to get the ball rolling.
Yeah, look, Wired's covering it. Yeah, that's from October when they came and seized it.
Yeah. You know, Wired's been pretty diligent about keeping up with us. I don't think they understood the significance of the magazine, though, but you guys did, because it's on the table. You know, they want it. They want to take it.
And I've got video of you shooting. You can see the powder burns on this. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've got video of you using this, and it worked great. Absolutely. And that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you buy mags, they don't work too good.
We made sure it was going to work before we put it on video.
This is just an incredible force for liberty right here.
I'm hoping so. Even if it's just symbolic, you know. I think people should be confident that they have fundamental liberties and they should protect their individual sovereignty. And if I'm just one guy and can do something like this, I wish other people would help us or at least try to preserve their liberty.
Tell us about the organization that you're kind of the unofficial spokesman of and what your goals are, what you're doing, the different websites.
Yeah, defensedistributed.com, defcad.org is where you can find our files. There's already over 30 files we've got you can download all at one time if you want, or piecemeal. Please download them, protect them, keep them in case they bring us down. We accept donations. We're just a nonprofit corporation in Texas, just doing what we can on a budget.
Well, it's truly revolutionary against the corporate Borg.
I mean,
this is what they fear.
Yeah.
It's like the Reddit founder went to the MIT site that had a bunch of files locked up of just research papers that taxpayers paid for. He put them out, and they were going to put him in jail for 35 years. Now he's been Arkansas-ed.
That's a real tragedy. I saw that, yeah. And it's the same thing. He's an information anarchist. He believes that information should be free. And this is information generated in universities, right? Paid for by other people, you know? It's insane that he would go to jail for 30 years, whereas like a common criminal, right, who would like kill someone might get 5, 10, you know. Their interest, they show you their interest. They want to stop that activity at all costs. And I think they're interested in stopping activity like this as well. Something
they call it disruptive technology.
That's right. Disruptive to what? You know?
To their tyranny.
Exactly, yeah. Disruptive to a state interest or perhaps like a corporatist interest.
Well, see, I've never called myself an anarchist in most ways because I know how humans operate in groups. I want the very small limited government, kind of a Jeffersonian view. But when it comes to information, why not have anarchy? Because you already have the very worst people running things anyways, and they don't want other people to have the technology. They always claim they want to suppress technology for safety. It's really the opposite.
That's right.
I say open Pandora's box all the way. Let's go.
That's right. I have essays from 1994 where this woman at an OECD conference was saying, oh, we should never let the public have PGP, you know, the email encryption.
Sure.
Because, well, terrorists and national security and ZOMG terrorism, right?
And meanwhile, we know who's really behind the terrorism.
Right, of course. And so we know it was totally banal, totally safe, and has improved our lives, but it's always in their interest to protect themselves, you know, before us. So this is something that no one wants to happen.
Cody Wilson, tell us about yourself, how you got into all of this.
Yeah, well, this was just a political project. So you reach a point, especially post-Obama, post-2008, you're so disgusted with process. You're like, political process is just pageant, is just...
It's a fraud.
Right? Biden and his recommendations, we all know what he's going to say. You know, it's just simulated agonism.
It's so, everything they've said before.
Of course, it's the same stuff. So I don't believe in voting, really. I don't believe in Romney versus Obama. And to portray them as the two titans of separate ideologies is a lie. They represent the same...
They're almost mirror images.
They're the very same person. So I think, well, let's introduce real ideology again. Let's introduce real politics. This means something. This is a step toward radical equality.
This means... You know? Forget your factories, forget your centralized system. Yeah. I'll design whatever I want or redesign it and build it right here.
Mm-hmm.
This is real innovation. I mean, this right here is the same thing as free energy.
I hope so.
I mean, when you get down to it, this idea is a singularity.
Well, I love in our video we said, I didn't realize it until after we said it, but download a mag today. You know what I'm saying? Download what you want. Have it. Make it.
No, that's our headline. AR-30 magazines... Available now for download.
Isn't that crazy? You know, I don't think I was even thinking that way 6 months ago, but now this is the world we live in now.
It's just amazing that the power structure is run by a bunch of old dinosaurs. They've got a lot of high-tech scientists working for them. They even projected most of what our civilization is, but they've still got old inbred brains. They're not even going to think of the ways we're going to use all this stuff.
It's too late. You know, they shouldn't have never let the internet happen. You know, it's too late because it is an anarchy, and it will always preserve information and liberate information. It's a tool and an implement of liberation. And despite what your opinion of the Arab Spring is, it facilitated a lot of that activity.
Well, they knew a revolution was coming. They can predict the future with the internet and mass movement, so they try to trigger it to control it.
Oh, I see, right, to get the right, you know.
But they won't even be able to control that.
I agree with you, though. It's like these boomers that can't give up power, and they must insulate themselves ever and ever and ever and kind of permanently ensconce themselves in some political class. We don't need them. And we're moving toward crypto commerce. This is facilitated by the internet. We're moving toward things like this. I mean, decentralism, federalism. We'll simply just expand free spheres of action until they have no power.
Take the boomers. They claim they were going to liberate everybody. They are in a cult of worshiping how smart they are. I've noticed all they do is talk about how smart they are and how we're all idiots and they're not. And look, I don't even think of myself as smart. These people are so critically dumb that they think a tyranny is going to empower them when it's only going to destroy the foundation of liberty that gave them all the wealth they have to begin with.
They're the spoiled children of history, to borrow from someone else. And their time's over. You know, it's simply a matter of how long can they cling, reactionary style, right, to the vestiges of power that were built up in the 20th century.
Cody Wilson, we're going to aim that camera at you right now. For the last 5 minutes, give you the floor instead of me asking questions.
5 minutes.
What do you want to impart to the millions of people that one way or another will end up seeing this out there in cyberspace while we still have a so-called free open web? What do you want to say to them?
That's tough. The free internet is important. Don't let anyone ever get control of it. The internet is the future. It is an implement of liberation, a tool of freedom. This is only a symbol of what's to come. If capital is to improve, if materials are to improve, we can have more of what we want. You can be independent. You should harvest and cultivate your independence and embrace liberty. Don't be fearful. Don't let these people take things away from you. There's a liberty interest in everything. There's no good reason to ever give up your civil liberties. If people were half as intensely devoted to preserving civil liberties as we were, we would not have a problem. What can I say?
Well, that was short and sweet, but it's true. I want to have you back. I mean, Don's always talking about what a great guy you are, and I haven't talked to you in person since you got up here. You're really a neat guy because I resonate with your spirit. I can feel what you're saying, not just intellectually see it. What we stand for and not backing down to evil, that's the great possession.
Yeah.
And having control of our own minds, our own souls, that is paramount liberty. Everything else flows from that. And the system knows that. Their greatest sin is they actually want to dumb people down.
I think so.
You should want to turn people loose.
Strategy.
I mean, where the hell did this come from?
I think resistance is the only human activity that's worth doing right now. That we have a mass culture and a political culture which is just intent on plugging you in, finding your protected class or status of victimization, and then explaining you away forever. And just, oh, don't think about it, we got you. You know, but you're a human actor. The only thing worth doing right now is basically executing strategies of principled anarchy in this overwhelming post 9/11 surveillance state. They want everything. They want to know everything. They want to execute all private spheres of action. We must preserve those. We must create captured garrisons. And that's what I wanted. This is a captured garrison, man. Yeah, I feel.
Once somebody sees this, though, even one edge of it, there's no going back.
Oh, it's too late. It's already too late. Hundreds of people download our files every hour. In fact, in the past 3 days, I think we had like 20,000 downloads of different files. Overwhelmingly, the 10-round magazine that we already had up. It's already out.
And no one knows what act of resistance will break the back of the tyrant. All of us just piling on with more ideas, more angles they can't calculate. That's something they can't stop.
I think they'd love an armed resistance, right? A traditional resistance. But it's like you said, it's an overbidding. It's expanding freedom into so many places that they simply can't up the stakes any further. It's, if you accept the idea of how the United States beat the Soviet Union, it's almost the same way. You just expand freedom so much, radical freedom so much, unobserved.
That they can't compete.
That they literally have to collapse as a response.
They want to use, as Lenin talked about before him, Marx and others, because they were funded by the globalists, you know, the proto-globalists, the banksters, the robber barons. They know they're going to have all this easy manufacturing and bobble, so they make that the new class. You've got the bobble.
Mm.
No, I want the real freedom. You can keep your bobble. And so everything they give us is a Trojan horse of control. It doesn't matter. We'll just work around all of that. And so this 3D printer and all these systems, that is the real level of really empowering people. And that's why they're trying to get all the resources for themselves. But if humanity just has faith and realizes we're never going to change this overnight, it's, like I said, little things.
Mm-hmm.
Big things have small beginnings.
I think so. This is a gradualism, right? I'm willing to work on this every day. You know, as long as there's money. And this can always get better, always will get better.
What's coming next?
AK magazines, of course. AKs. You know.
Kalashnikov, the most manufacturers.
I'm sure the AK people feel left out. So Bulgarian 74, we're basing designs off 74 and 47 round, or 47 model magazines. So that's next. And then we've got Gen 4 of our receiver that we're going to do. And if we could ever become manufacturers, if we ever weren't going to be put in prison for making plastic pistols, that's what we want to do next, too. And that's the real goal of the project. One day where you print out a completely usable gun.
Well, what happens when the codes to that get released?
Oh, man. You know, it's out there. And we've already thought about how to do it, WikiLeaks style, man. So, yeah, we've got strategies. It's just accomplish it, test it, prove it, let it go.
Well, Cody, we got to have you back on the main radio show. I'm impressed with the work you're doing and just the idea of it, but the fact that it's already working so early, this could bring them down. And it's been exciting having you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's a pleasure, honestly.
Thank you, my friend. Stay right there. I want to say bye to you at the end of the show. Great job with the crew. Amazing job, as usual. Great job to John Bound getting Obama lady down here. That was really amazing to see her deprogrammed because she watches mainstream TV. She'd never seen Obama 4 years ago. She's like, I remember him saying that. What, he lied? See, they count on you being unconscious, not remembering. But you've got the brain to do it. You've got the power. And I believe in empowering humanity instead of dumbing humanity down. Call me a radical. Call me an extremist. I'm self-confident enough to want you to be a winner because I want to be around other winners. I don't want to be around a bunch of losers. I want you to be wealthy. I want you to be wise. I want you to be successful. I want your great-grandchildren to live to be 1,000 years old. I want to go to the stars. They call that romanticism. I call that basic human prime directive. And the fact that the establishment has tried to turn our survival instincts against ourselves and told us we're crap, that is actually causing a flipping of the script against the enemy, because our species is so old and so strong and has been through so much. Every one of our ancestors went through living hell to get us to this point. We are not weak. We are not crap. Despite all their poison, all their propaganda, all their cultural death, we are strong. I don't care what color you are or where you're from. We're all human beings. We've all got the same red blood. And we are going to defeat these people. If you want it and you know it, we can't let our world be run by psychopaths. We can't turn our planet over to a bunch of inbred trash. They're the trash. That's why they tell us we're trash all day. Normal people don't want to dominate others. Normal people want to just live and be good folks. But you're under attack, and it's time to start attacking back in a thousand different ways every day. That's it for this edition. Lord willing, back tomorrow, 7 o'clock, Central, PrisonPlanet.tv. Until then, go with God.